Okay, so HubSpot is being acquired by Google, apparently, for $34 billion. The end price will actually be closer to 40 or 50 after all the fees. Do you know anything about this? Have you seen this in the news?
Yeah, so, I mean, let me know if you know something more, but, like, based off what I've seen, this is, like, a in-the-talks acquisition that was leaked. Has there been, like, any official, any official comments on this yet?
No, I don't think so. I actually don't know. But I was reading an article on it this morning, and it's just a crazy move. Have you heard the All In guys talk about this and, like, their insights on it? So I know Sachs was pretty skeptical. I know that, what's his name? Main dude. Who's the
Greenberg.
Jason? Like, analyst? Yeah. Jason was like, kind of like, this makes sense. I usually agree with Sachs on most things. On this one, I actually kind of disagreed. I actually think it would be an interesting move, like a good move maybe by Google, if they can do the whole, you know, by the way, for people who don't know, like HubSpot is like a marketing automation CRM, everything in one for your small business, medium-sized business software company. And so you can kind of like pick the modules you need. Oh, I have salesmen. I need things to be organized. So like I need that module. Or, oh, I have like, I need a place to put all my customers that opt in on a form. And so that's going to act as a CRM and send automated email marketing campaigns to people, blah, 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 whatever, all that stuff. Google would acquire them. And then the speculation is like, how will Google use them to get their bang for their buck? And some of the speculation is, well, they just plug in this software into Google Ads. So you'd be able to run your Google Ads. Then people would opt in on the Google Ads. They'd be put in your CRM, your customer management relationship system, which is now HubSpot, which, you know, has, I don't know, like a million users or something. Anyway, so like that whole circle of life would all be combined with Google Ads. And then maybe you mix in some AI retargeting stuff. And who knows, maybe you have like just a sweet system for that. What do you think?
Who sold me on this being a good idea was Friedberg, who actually used to work at Google, being like, no, we literally talked about buying a CRM back in the day when the OG Google thing was going. Google's such an interesting company, but because they're so big, they have to have like make an insane amount of money for a project for it to even like be a blip on their radar. Otherwise, they just kill it. Like, I don't know if you follow, there's like a Twitter account I follow called Killed by Google. And it's super funny, but it's just every time Google kills a new project, they're like, yep, told you so. Or like anytime someone like is talking about a cool Google project, they're like, that'll be killed in 6 months. So I don't know. It's funny. Like they had a heyday when Google Podcasts just got killed. Killed, got like put onto YouTube as like YouTube music, podcast, whatever.
Right.
But anyways.
Yeah, Friedberg was talking about like, he's like, oh, it only made like 500 million or something. So like it wasn't worth doing or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's so funny. So, I think Friedberg sold me on this being a good idea because he used to work at Google and he says, like, they talked about this before. And also, it's a direct, like, funnel from, like, the Google ad generates the customer. It feeds straight into the CRM, the customer management system. And then that's just, like, where you keep track of your leads. And it's, like, seems like a pretty good integration. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of speculation right now, but I think it would be a good move. And obviously, this is a way that Google can increase, I think, less than making money. I don't think it's about making money per se, because Google's just like an infinite money machine right now. I think more of it is just like protecting the core ad business they have. Like, what can we do to boost ads? What can we do to increase ad sales, to protect it, to make it like harder to beat? That's literally the name of the game for them. It's not even about like what makes money. I don't know if they care as much about the money from the CRM.
Yeah, they get all these small businesses using Google Ads more, and maybe it provide value there too. I actually signed up for HubSpot like a month ago. I've seen it enough in the ads and everything, and I thought, oh, if I want to scale a sales team, I need like some kind of round robin automation things. That's why I signed up for it. But I just like canceled last week because I just hate how convoluted and complex and like nitty gritty. And it's probably great if you're like grandfathered into it and know how to use it. But like, I hate how cluttered it felt, because I use tools that are pretty awesome. Like, I use Trello boards and I use like really lightweight CRMs. Like, I build stuff in Notion sometimes. I love Google Sheets and I use Zapier for like a bunch of automations. Meanwhile, there was a lot of red tape with HubSpot. Like, I couldn't send mass emails to my customers because they had to be like opt into like marketing emails and stuff. And I was like, this is stuff I could do with smaller software. I hate that it doesn't just let me do stuff that I want to do. And if I want to do more, I have to like sign up for another module and like pay. And then, you know, I was like, oh, I'm just going to hire someone who knows HubSpot. But then that's a whole pain because I don't know what's possible with it. So now I'm switched. I use Trello board, which is like Asana or just like a Kanban looking to-do list type of thing. I automate emails to go into the board, and then so I can see everything visually. And then I have Zapier do like my automated follow-up stuff with people just manually. I have like texting accounts that text automatically, email accounts that follow up. And then I have round robin stuff in Zapier that will assign stuff to my salesman. And I can control every single aspect of it and test it and like make sure it works. And I don't know, maybe it's too granular. Like maybe I shouldn't be wasting my time doing this, but I figure if I can just create my own systems, everything's going to run like perfectly efficiently the way that I want it. I don't have like some bloated software, which is what HubSpot kind of felt like for me. Maybe I'm not at the scale that I need to be at, but I love my own systems, I guess.
What's interesting to me, so when I graduated, my first company I really worked for beyond like just teaching at university was ISM, and they used HubSpot for like all their marketing stuff. I was on their marketing team. What blew me away is that I think they're spending like $60,000 a year on it. And I was like, what the heck? Why would you spend that much money on this? But it's interesting because like it feels like some people use it for different things. Like the main thing we were using it for was like, yeah, had all of the customers, and actually I guess the sales team used it for one thing. We used it for like sending out all the marketing emails, so it kind of had like all the email sending platforms and scheduling. I think it also had social media scheduling stuff built into it, but it's like depending on like what parts of it you use it for, it like costs more money. So I think it can be pretty robust, but yeah, I mean, anything that gets that robust can feel insanely overwhelming, right? If it's like, if the sales department and the marketing department and like other departments or, and the content, like our designers and stuff, we're like throwing things into there as like assets, like it's got to be pretty robust, which is like super confusing when you get to that scale.
Yeah. And then like, if it can't do one thing that you'd like it to do, you can't just add it in. I did have some Zapier automations going with it. I don't know, man. It just felt like too cluttered, and I felt like I hated going to the tab because, I don't know, maybe I'm too visual, honestly. I'm just like, oh, it's not beautiful enough for me to use. It's sad, but I kind of like using stuff that feels super responsive, snappy, fast, and like easy to integrate with everything, and just gives me like a lot of white space. Like, that's a pretty sad reason to not use something, but I feel like that might have been the reason why I don't like it.
It's funny. It feels sad, but it's like, it's literally how you feel. And I think it's the reason why, like, for example, if you ever tried Mercury Bank, it's like the best bank account for startups. Like it has, isn't it that good of an interest rate? It's just like so clean and easy to use. Like that's literally the reason I like it.
I'm always trying to redesign our software so that it feels lightweight, clean, snappy, fast, and just has the features, like requires less clicks. There's no clutter. Yeah, I don't know. It's like when you work on your computer all day, what you're looking at actually has an effect on you. So if you're using like super crazy software that has all this random stuff on it, it just feels bad.
100%. Hey, if you enjoyed the podcast today, make sure to leave us a review. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.